If you grow up with a narcissist mother, then you already know that the effects they have on their children as they grow up are profound and life-altering. The truth is that living with a narcissist can be difficult for anyone, but growing up in the care of a narcissist can affect your life in some pretty surprising ways. For example, most narcissists use a really pervasive sort of manipulation tactic called gaslighting, and you probably already know that that's pretty much the worst kind of manipulation because it messes with your head in ways you might never expect, especially when it comes from a parent. This is especially true for the children of narcissistic mothers who unfortunately can't get away from it and have no concept of what normal actually looks like from the inside. Now, if your mother was a narcissist, you probably spent most of your childhood thinking you weren't good enough, and you probably also assumed that your mom was right about everything she said about you. You might have spent most of your childhood trying to get her approval, desperately seeking her validation, and always failing miserably. For me, and for many of us, this continued well into adulthood. Of course, many of us also actually internalize the toxic mother's image of ourselves, and often we do our best to attempt to become the person she wants us to be, even when that person isn't who we actually are. And of course, when that happens, we begin to fail, we start to think we're worthless. Like all narcissists, these women, they have two faces, the one they show the public and the one they show you behind closed doors at home, and as you get older, on the phone or by email or whatever. And very few people outside your family will have any idea of what you're actually dealing with. Most people will either not be aware of her or they'll think she's amazing, like she hung the moon. This can really mess with you and your sense of self, to put it mildly. Worst of all, as the child of a narcissistic mother, you are forced to pretend in public that all is well, at least when you're still a kid, all the while knowing that when you get home, things are going to be different. In some cases, you literally dread going home because the difference is so significant. I remember getting a stomachache every day on the way home from school, stressing out about it. And if you're a little rebellious, you might not pretend all the time, and then people will start to ask questions. They won't get why you're not happy, and of course, they'll believe your narcissistic mother's lies when she tells them there's just something not right about that kid, or whatever other excuse she happens to make. Alternatively, you'll spend your life living up to an impossible standard, pretty much trying to keep her happy. It never works, but you keep trying. Also, like other narcissists, she doesn't have the ability to tune into you emotionally, and unfortunately, she has no empathy, which is one of the most important things about being a mother, in my opinion. The concept of unconditional love is foreign to her, and she only loves conditionally. She makes sure you know it, too. She's critical and judgmental. But what exactly drives a toxic mother crazy? Well, that's exactly what we're going to talk about today at queenbeing.com. 9 things that will drive a narcissistic mother crazy. So let's get started. What are some issues that drive narcissistic mothers over the edge? Well, number one, when you have an independent thought or opinion on literally anything that differs from hers. Narcissistic mothers are incredibly opinionated, and no matter what their stance is on any given subject, they absolutely hate it when you have the nerve to think anything other than, well, what they told you to think. Since a narcissistic mother sees you as an extension of herself rather than as a whole person, she cannot imagine that you might possibly have a thought or opinion that doesn't mirror her own. The fact is that your thoughts, feelings, and opinions are rarely, if ever, validated by a narcissistic mother. And when they are, it only happens to be when you happen to feel the same way that your mother does. And this continues into adulthood for most children of narcissists, as I mentioned before. Once you recognize this, though, you might even start to tell yourself, at least this is what I did, that your opinion is, in fact, consistent with hers, at least on some level, right? It causes so much less trouble, and then you're treated to the illusion of approval if you do comply. For example, I have given each of my children 2 middle names. Why? Well, my mother hated the names I had chosen for them and insisted that I add in names from her family. And when I got pregnant for the first time, I really somehow felt the need to be connected to a mother, to my mother. It's something that seems to happen, I guess, when you get pregnant. But when I finally told her about the pregnancy, she literally called me and didn't speak to me for the next 8 months. She said I'd done it to hurt her and felt personally offended by it, apparently. But of course, she showed up for the big day that he was born and pretended to be the doting grandma, because why? Well, guess what? It got her lots of attention. And in my clueless and desperate state, I took it and I liked it. All I ever wanted was her approval, and that's one thing I'd never end up getting. Which sadly brings me to number 2. A narcissistic mother hates it when you know something she doesn't know. They hate it when you have a skill they don't have, or when you know something they don't know. For example, my mother once had a complete meltdown when I used a word she didn't know during a counseling session that she had actually taken me to because I was so messed up. She said nothing during the session about the word, but as we drove home, she flipped out and started calling me every name in the book, and I literally was clueless. I had no idea what I had done. This 45-minute drive felt like it lasted hours as she raged on and on, and I stayed in the dark about what I had done wrong until we got home and she pulled out the dictionary to look up the word I had said that she didn't know. For the record, the word was pensive, as in thinking really hard about stuff. Anyway, one of my viewers recently commented that she speaks Spanish and her mother would rage about it, telling her she thought she was so great because she speaks Spanish, but that she wasn't, and I quote, all that. Which brings me to number 3, it drives narcissistic mothers crazy when you don't like something they want you to like. This could be the food they've cooked or purchased, the restaurant they like, the clothing they bought, or even something like their choice in a scented candle or paint color. It's ridiculous. Narcissistic mothers have decided who you are and what you like. Hint, think some version of themselves. And honestly, as far as they're concerned, you better not go outside those lines or else. After all, your narcissistic mother sees you as a possession or an extension of herself. So why would you have the nerve to really be anything else? For example, my mother always forced me to eat things I hated growing up, and I was required to pretend to like them. This didn't serve me well, as you can tell. But anyway, if I didn't do that, she would punish me in various ways. One year on my birthday, she invited a few of my friends to her favorite pizza place, and proceeded to order a pizza with everything, which was her preference. Now, she knew very well that I seriously disliked that kind of pizza and would have preferred something very simple like pepperoni or something, or even just plain cheese. And when I asked her why she did this, because of course she included olives and mushrooms on the pizza for my birthday, which were two things she knew that I hated, she literally told me, well, I didn't know what everyone liked. And when I told her, but you know what I liked, why would you do that on my birthday? She pulled out the poor me act, as in narcissistic injury. And she acted like I was being completely unreasonable, and how dare I treat her that way? Oh, did I mention I was 12 years old when that happened? Yeah. This brings me to number 4. Narcissistic mothers hate it when you've accomplished something, especially when it's bigger than or more recently than anything they've accomplished. Narcissistic mothers love to brag about your accomplishments, don't get me wrong, but they also secretly and sometimes not so secretly hate it when you win. Whether it's your graduation or you got a book published or you won an award, beware of the wrath of the jealous narcissistic mother. And yet, ironically, being raised by this type of mother might actually lead you to spend your life trying to prove something. Maybe that you have value in the world. The day I got my first book published, for example, I called my mother all excited. I was telling her I couldn't believe I was finally seeing my name on the cover of a book. I'd always wanted to be a writer. Well, she brushed it off and she told me, look, I'm really busy and I can't talk to you right now, I have to go. And then she never mentioned it again. And one of my clients told me that her mother is insanely jealous of her career in high tech. It seems her mother never went to college, and while she pressured my client to do so, she's always tried to get her to stop working in her field and go get a job at Starbucks or something like that. She says her mother claims it's because it's stressful, but the truth is her mother's jealous of the money she makes. That brings me to number 5. Narcissistic mothers hate it when you're the center of attention. When you've been raised by a narcissistic mother, you know the rules. The mother has to be the center of everything. Everything. And that includes your life. In fact, she'd probably prefer to be at the center of everything that happens all the time, ever, always. Even if your narcissistic mother happens to be a little more covert, she still wants to make everything about herself. This will include your wedding day, the birth of your children, and even your birthday. And on any day that's technically supposed to be your day, you can pretty much count on a narcissistic mother to ruin it, at least if you allow it. My mother, for example, made each of the events I mentioned, birthdays, my wedding, the birth of my children, all about her. And when it wasn't all about her, she wasn't interested. Which brings me to number 6. Narcissistic mothers do not like it when you grow up. In some cases, they might seem like great moms when their kids are small because they're so controlling in some cases and overbearing. But especially for females, when you start to show signs, physical signs of becoming an adult, the narcissistic mother will feel insanely jealous of you. This can even lead to her attempting to compete for the attention of other men, maybe your boyfriend, and in some cases, can even result in the mother creating an uncomfortable situation in the home by pushing you away from your father out of actual jealousy. Like, she feels like she's competing with her daughter for her husband's attention. And in some cases, this can get even worse when the man that the mother's married to isn't the child's father. For example, I had a client who told me that her mother had refused to buy her a bra when she started to really develop. This left her feeling incredibly self-conscious, of course, and so she'd just wear big sweatshirts and overalls whenever she had the chance. The mother was jealous of the daughter's youth and her beauty and her developing body. And if you really think about the level of insanity involved with that, it's kind of horrific when you consider the implications. And in this case, there were lifelong struggles that took years for my client to resolve. Which brings me to number 7. Narcissistic mothers hate it when you don't take their advice. They are full of something they claim is advice, narcissistic mothers. But in reality, their advice is more like an order, as in do it or else. When you make a decision that a narcissistic mother doesn't agree with, whether it's as simple as getting your hair cut or colored or whatever, or as complicated as what college you should attend or who you should marry, she'll make your life more difficult. In fact, she'll play the narcissistic injury card and throw out the old poor me act. And if that doesn't work, she'll probably rage at you and might even do sneaky things to try to sort of take you down a couple notches. For example, my own mother called CPS on me once and tried to have my children taken from me for not following her orders. I won't go into it here, but you're welcome to read the full story at queenbeing.com/story if you like. That brings me to number 8. Narcissistic mothers hate it when you do what they want. What? I know. But say your narcissistic mother has complained about, I don't know, your grades not being high enough back in the day. So back then you'd work really hard and you'd pull your grades up and maybe you'd even pull straight A's one time. But rather than actually be excited or happy for you, she might say something like, oh great, now let's see if you can keep it up. Or, oh, if you think just getting these grades this one time makes you perfect, you're wrong. Let's see what happens next semester. You better hope to keep those grades up. Or maybe you search for weeks to find the perfect gift for her, and when you do give it to her, you expect that for once in your life you finally got it right, maybe she'll be happy. But when she opens it, she rolls her eyes, and she tosses the gift aside. She might say something like, oh, I guess you know I already have one of those, or maybe she'll just say nothing. Either way, she's invalidating you for sure. For example, one of my clients told me a story where her mother got angry at her for not defending her when the mother argued with my client's brother, her son. The next time they started to argue, my client dutifully jumped in to defend her mother as requested, but was then chastised for getting in the middle of something that had nothing to do with her. Mind you, the previous argument also had nothing to do with her, but she was accused of trying to censor the discussion. No joke. That brings me to number 9. Narcissistic mothers hate it when you're not perfect, at least as far as they're concerned. They have a very specific idea of what their children are supposed to be, and when they don't measure up, as in when they choose to be who they want to be instead of who the toxic parent tells them to be, it's a big problem. And often, this can be the case with stuff that wasn't your choice as well. For example, your toxic mother might feel upset that you had a physical or mental disability, or that you were diagnosed with depression or anxiety, or maybe that you're overweight or underweight, or that you were born with blue eyes instead of brown. And in some cases, such as in the case of the, I don't know if you remember the case of Gypsy Rose Blanchard, that little girl whose mother pretended she was very ill and required constant medical procedures and a wheelchair and turned out to be totally healthy. Long story. But anyway, they might even get mad at you for being healthy. What it all comes down to is that whether you choose to become perfect, or you go to the other extreme and you choose to give up on that idea, your narcissistic mother will actively discredit anything you do, anything you say, anything you feel. You might start to think that you don't matter, and you might start to feel like you're not even all that real. As I've mentioned before, I remember believing that nothing I felt was as real or as valid as whatever my mother felt or wanted. It was a really hard way to live, thinking you didn't matter. Now, if your mother is a narcissist, you might like to know about my Adult Children of Narcissism support group, which you can learn more about and join for free at queenbeing.com/ACON. ACON for Adult Children of Narcissists. Additionally, take a look at the playlist I'm leaving for you right here, which can help you to heal and start to really take back yourself in ways that maybe you weren't even aware of before. Please remember that you matter. Your feelings, your thoughts, your ideas are valid and worthy of expressing, worthy of hearing. And please remember that you're not alone. This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, were you raised by a narcissistic mother? And if so, could you relate to any of the points I made today? And what would you add to my list? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comments section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, please make sure that you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you here and here. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.